Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Burt Show.
It's a Burt Show background check.
So Eric called us up because he's a little concerned. He's a little concerned because his girlfriend is a bartender and there's this new bar back that's just been hired to work with her that he thinks is just a little creepy. So we were like, what does this guy do to make you feel like he's a little creepy? And he's like, well, he looks like Chris Evans. And I'm like, that's not creepy, but to each their own. Apparently he looks like Thor. This guy looks like Chris Evans. So there might be a little bit of tension between the two looks wise. But anyway, he believes that he is super creepy, has a shady background. He's been dodging questions about where he used to work, where he used to live. And so Eric wanted us to run a background check just to see what this new barback has been up to before he started working with his girlfriend, because he's a little concerned for safety reasons.
All right, Eric, we're going to turn this over to our show director, Tommy, who reached out to our private investigator, and we did that background check for you.
Yep. So first, Eric was able to get Eddie's name and address from the owner of the bar.
Eddie? His name's Eddie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's Eddie. Sus.
Creepy Eddie.
Creepy
so
Eddie.
Eric was able to get Eddie's name and address from the owner of the bar, who is Eric's friend, and the bar doesn't do background checks on its employees. Eric told the owner of the bar, his friend, his plan to do a background check on Eddie. And the owner was like, whatever. And so I gave the name and address to our private investigator, who confirmed Eddie's identity, which matched with what the bar owner gave to Eric.
All right, Eric, you ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Here we go.
All right. He is high school educated. He did graduate from high school. His employment record has been a bit spotty with big gaps in his employment. Now, a big one. Eddie said he was 29, and Eric said if Eddie's 29, he's lived a hard life. He's a rough-looking Chris Evans, Captain America. That's because, according to our PI's findings, Eddie is 37.
Oh, Eddie.
I knew it.
Come on, Eddie.
Well, maybe he's just embarrassed that at 37 he's a barback, which there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
According to our PI's findings, Eddie has also never married, but he has a kid.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now, here's the nitty-gritty. Regarding criminal and court records, our PI search yielded what I would deem as a lot.
What's a lot, Tommy? Are we talking about a serious rap sheet?
First, he does have a kid. He's been taken to court for non-payment of child support. He's also been arrested several times. Mm. Abby, what did you say on the before we went to break? What if he...
Oh, yeah. What if he's been incarcerated and this is like his fresh new start and now we're going to come in and sweep in and ruin his reputation when he just wants, you know, to pay his child support?
Yeah. What have you done, Tommy? What have you done?
You might be on the right track because he has been arrested several times. Some of the things: disorderly conduct, car theft, and the big one, assault with a deadly weapon,
which
resulted in jail time.
Oh, damn.
Okay, that last one's a big one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're all significant, of course.
I mean, he is Captain America, so.
Yeah, well, she definitely has to lock her doors when she goes into work. Because car theft. That's the one I'm concerned about.
I wouldn't even drive to work.
So that was pretty much it. That was our PI's findings.
Well, that's plenty to chew on.
That's not. Yeah.
But now what are you going to do with this information, right? Eric?
Well, I'm going to let my buddy know who owns the bar. That's pretty serious. I also got to talk to my girlfriend. Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable about this guy being there for multiple reasons.
It does raise an interesting question here, though. Like, let's just run with what Abby was saying. Let's say dude has done a lot of things in his past that he's not proud of, and he's trying to get a clean slate here. And here he is, bar backing just to make a living. We don't know what's going on. He's trying to make ends meet. And he's looking for a clean slate. And here he is. Everything so far at work is great. And we swoop in, and then you end up going to the owner of the bar saying, look, I just want to let you know this dude is working in there, when that's all in his past. I mean, is that responsible, or is that just not even necessary?
I feel like in situations like that, you should keep your eye open, obviously, and keep your head on the swivel. But until somebody does something to actually give you reason to try to get them fired, I think it's wrong because people evolve.
Once you give that info out, though, don't you view that person differently? Even if they didn't do anything wrong at work, once the owner and girlfriend have this info, doesn't it change the relationship?
Yeah. Tommy, do you have, like, how long ago were these infractions?
I don't have that information.
That does make a difference.
I mean, it's a bar. I mean, wouldn't you think other people who've been incarcerated or been in jail working have worked in bars?
Or are patrons. I mean, who's to say?
I mean, who's not to say other people that have worked there haven't been gone to jail?
True. I mean, and if he's working in a bar, you want a guy that knows how to wield a knife.
Yeah.
Get real in the bar sometimes.
He's protecting your girl. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And he served his time. Maybe he's just, you know, a loner, not a people. You said he would do things like not look you in the eye and stuff. Well, when you're in prison, you don't want to necessarily be looking people in the eyes. Or jail, right?
One of the first things they tell you.
Your head on a swivel. Is he always looking over his shoulder?
Tommy, if he stole a car, he probably spent time in prison.
Yeah, so Eric, you got a decision to make, man. It is going to change the relationship with everybody at that bar. When your girlfriend finds out, I don't know that she can keep that secret, so who's she going to tell? You say you have a responsibility to the owner. I'm not sure that's true.
I mean, what if you tell the owner this and then the owner fires him and then this guy, we now know he has a child and he's trying to make child support payments. And so now he's back where he started, which may have ultimately led him to doing those things that he did before.
That's a fair point.
What do you think, Eric?
You're all making great points on this. I mean, you're right. You're right. I don't mean to, you know, like oust anybody like that. But at the same time, you know, the owner's my friend and my girlfriend works there. So if something were to happen and I knew this information and I didn't tell anyone.
That's a fair point
also,
as well.
Yeah, point. On me.
Yeah, that's a good point too. Man, I would love to talk to you in a couple of days and find out what you did so we can argue with you until you made the wrong decision.
And that's going to be no matter which way you choose.
No matter which way, right?
Yeah, you do.
All right, Eric, man. Thanks for entrusting us with our background check and give us a call in a couple of days, okay?
Will do. Thanks so much.
All right, my dude. It's The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
I think it's offensive. I think we should be offensive. We're now referring to them as defective guys. is that what we're doing?
There's defective women. Okay. There's defective men. Uh-huh. I mean, we're going to have a little fun with it. We're going to go a little extreme. Yes, everybody has flaws. Everybody has attributes. Some people's flaws are a little more excessive than their attributes, and those are the people we're going to focus on today.
Well, I'm 5'4", so does that make me defective? I'm defective. I'm a defective man. Aww. I'm the size of a Little League trophy. I'm defective.
Love yourself.
It's hard in this room sometimes. Hey. When we're labeling guys as defective.
That's a fact.
Hey, I got something good for you for all the defectives out there. I was at Home Goods yesterday.
For all the defectives out there.
Shout out to our defectives.
I was at Home Goods the other day, and I saw the cutest ceramic ghost that you put a candle in that I wanted to get. And guess what? It was defective. Like, there was a couple of scratches on it, whatever.
Yeah.
So I asked the nice Home Goods lady. I was like, hey, since there are, like, obviously, like, minor issues, does that mean I would be able to get some money off? And she's like, no, it's still full price. So even though you're defective, you're still full price, baby.
And don't change your value, King.
It doesn't.
I feel like I should be on the island of misfit toys. All right, so we're going to rank. This is what you guys are doing, ranking defective men.
Yes, correct.
Defective men feels like an oxymoron, really.
Now, if Mo and I come in a list for women tomorrow.
Yes, you can.
It's not going to be received the same.
It's not going to be received the same.
How about we give the, why don't we speak for all women, which is always goes well.
Always.
And we just say that we're okay with it. If we can do it for the men, then it's only fair that the women get it too.
Okay. It's a trap, Mo. We're not doing it.
It absolutely is.
It's not a trap. All right. So Abby, you're going to rank these defective men. Okay. I got 9 guys here. You don't have to rank them as we go. I'm going to give you all of them and then you can put them
in the proper order.
Okay, so, I'm bringing out my notes app. Let's do this.
Yes, so, or you can just pull up your show sheet because I have them all listed here for you.
But I need to arrange them.
You can.
I need to visualize it.
Got it.
There we go.
Girl, do your thing. Do your math thing.
Look at the passion. Look at the focus.
Now here. I feel like this is the NFL
it's
draft.
Like a fantasy football draft. That's what it's giving.
You got Abby on a good day.
On a good week.
Yeah.
On a good month. Abby perked up. Is it? Yeah.
I'm ready. So what you're doing is you're ranking them on how quickly you dump these guys.
Okay.
So the number one spot's going to be the guy out the gate. You're automatically dumping.
Okay.
Guy number nine, you'll keep him around for a date or two, but he's eventually going to get kicked to the curb. Okay?
He's just slightly defective.
Correct.
Where number one is like totally defective.
Number one.
Can't even bring him out of Walmart.
Like most defective.
Okay.
Like you're, yeah, it's just bad.
All right.
So here are the men that you must rank.
Cassie, you went in on this year too?
Heck yeah.
All right. So you have the anger guy. All right. Then you also have the cheater.
Wait, we don't have like definitions for these guys?
We do not.
Okay, so he's just angry.
Yes.
Yeah, the anger guy, the definition is he's angry.
He's angry.
Yes, I think
the definition of the cheater is he cheats.
Okay.
The definition of the liar?
He lies.
He does.
You asked.
Mo, the guy with weird friends?
He has weird friends.
Now, this one might throw you.
Okay,
the guy with the guy with poor hygiene.
I'm going to go with he has poor hygiene.
There you go. Well, I saw this next one, and I was like, well, what does this one mean? All right, then we have.
I think we need to rank defective co-hosts.
First of all, screw you. I'm vulnerable. What is. No, define. Say okay. This next one, and then tell me what it means.
All right, next one we have is the tease.
He be teasing.
He be teasing.
No, but like, does that mean like sexually? Am I getting like blue balls? Like what? What is the tease?
If you are defective.
When I hear a man that's a tease, I feel like he is teasing commitment, but he doesn't commit.
Okay. Thank you.
That one's fair.
Thanks.
Okay, the 1 in 9 shot. You got it.
Just the next one's tough, though.
Ready, Mo?
Mm-hmm.
The short guy.
Oh, God.
Bert.
And then lastly, the guy who makes inappropriate comments.
So, like, can I get... What does inappropriate mean?
Like you're out with your friends and he makes a crass joke or he says something that's just off color and makes you, anything he says is not funny, it makes you uncomfortable.
If you rank short guy more defective than angry guy, I'm going to take it personally.
So, you're gonna short angry guy.
I'm going to be both at the same time.
Oh, he's an angry little elf.
All right, so number 9 is the short guy.
Okay.
Look, you're the least effective.
Oh, thank you.
What a heart.
Oh, no, I meant most effective.
Oh, okay.
Never mind, reverse.
All right, number 9, the guy that I am most likely to date, I'm going to go with
least likely to dump.
I'm going to go with the guy who makes inappropriate comments because.
Really? Wow.
You're picking that over the short
over
guy?
Over the short guy even. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
This is her list.
That's this hurtful. Is my list. Let me live it. In number 8. I'm going to go with the guy with weird friends. Okay.
He ranks higher than the short guy. Uh-huh. Okay.
Because it's an ick in the beginning, because I'm going to look at him and go, well, if you're friends with these weirdos, then right. you must be one of them. Like
you
birds
are,
of a feather,
you
be flocking together.
Mm-hmm.
The next guy that I'm least likely to dump. I am going to go with the mama's boy. Because at least he likes his mom.
He ain't even dumped the stink guy yet.
The next guy that I am least likely to dump, or I guess now we're moving into the more likely to dump.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Categories.
You're dumping all of them. It just depends on
how
what
quickly.
Order. And yes, mm-hmm. how quickly.
The next guy I am dumping is the guy with poor hygiene.
Okay.
We can throw him in a bath.
I am finding myself way less sensitive about that crap in London.
my whole take is about to change.
This is the real spooky movie here. Okay.
What number are we at now?
We are at 1, 2, 3. Okay, so here's what I did. I started at number 9 thinking I could work down, but iMessage is just... I'm at number 13, technically. Yep. I thought it would work its way down. It's not, so I don't know what number we are.
Okay.
We're halfway through, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This is 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the 5th one, so we're number 5. I am dumping Give me short guy.
Okay, thank God we're in fifth.
You're halfway there.
Yeah, thank you.
Right in the middle. Okay, the next guy I am dumping, most likely to dump, is the liar. I really hate a liar.
Mm-hmm. Liar comes in at number four.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. I'm not a good liar, so I feel like if you're good at lying, it's just, it's unfair. Okay,
the liar one leads into so many of the other ones also.
Yeah. So I feel like, okay, what do I have? I got rid of the mama's boy. I got rid of the liar, guy with weird friends, poor hygiene. Okay, commitment phobe. Mm-hmm. You know what? I want to change my, I'm rearranging the board.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would like to switch out. Wait, no, I take that back. We're still in the game. Okay, so number four or number six. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven is the cheater.
So mm-hmm. Cheater's coming in at number three.
Yes. Or no, the commitment phobe. Sorry, the commitment phobe.
I feel like I'm in math class again where everyone else gets it and I don't.
Okay, we're copying and pasting. We're going to do this right. All right, so start at number, who's at number nine, please? Go start at the top of your list.
The guy I am most likely to date, inappropriate comment guy.
Okay, hold on 1 second. All right, so got it.
Then the guy with weird friends.
Okay.
Then the mama's boy. Then the guy with poor hygiene. Then the short guy. Then the liar. Then the commitment phobe. We all on the same board?
One more time, please.
Inappropriate comment guy.
Got it.
Most dateable.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with weird friends, a little less dateable.
Got it.
The mama's boy, a little less dateable.
Perfect.
The guy with poor hygiene, even more less dateable.
Got it.
Then the short guy, liar, commitment phobe.
Got it.
Or the T's, as you guys want to say.
Mm-hmm. More or less dateable. I would like an English teacher to call in. Let's get a math teacher and an English teacher to call in.
Can I have some grace here? Yes. It's been a tough week.
So you're down to the cheater or the anger guy.
Okay. Give me the cheater.
Okay.
And then the least dateable man on this list is the anger guy.
We got it.
All right. Anger guy, least dateable, cheater, tease, liar, short guy, the guy with poor hygiene ranks in your liking better than the short guy. The mama's boy does better than the short guy. The guy with weird friends does better than the short guy. The guy who makes inappropriate comments does better than the short guy.
Listen, I can scrub you, but I can't be making those legs longer.
I am going to find London guy and bring him in studio on Monday. It's the Bert Show.
Hey, the Bert Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
I'm having a bit of a crisis with toxic masculinity this morning. As I told you guys on Friday that I was going to go and I was going to take shooting lessons before I purchased my first gun. Had an incident happen last weekend that jarred me and my family enough to where I thought, look, I've been having this internal debate now for over a decade. Should I get a gun? I'm not going to get a gun. I'm going to get a gun. I'm not going to get a gun. And this was the one that just, it was the tipping point. And as soon as it happened, I immediately ran out to the gun range and went to go get a gun as it happened. And then when I settled down, by the time I got there, the dudes are like, all right, calm down, bro. All right, calm down. Why don't you take a lesson? And I'm like, hey, that seems like a pretty good idea. So I waited a week, and then my girlfriend Amanda and I went and we took our lesson this Friday, right?
So I've never gone through the process. So anybody can go purchase a gun, and you don't have to take a lesson.
So let me get to that in a second, because some of these questions I still can't answer.
Got it.
So here's my toxic masculinity here is that, so I grew up in San Diego where guns in the part of San Diego that I grew up in, just weren't part of the culture. Now, I live in the South now. We all live in the South now. And it's just much more common to shoot a gun when you are younger or be part of a family that has shot guns for generations and generations and generations. I believe, Kristen, your brother, he shoots a gun. He is comfortable with that.
Yeah, well, that's not how we were raised, though. He joined the military. Mm-hmm. So that's why he has a vast knowledge of artillery.
Mm-hmm. And in the South, it's just way more common, really way more common. So I'm a little bit hesitant on being real with you guys and saying that I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy the entire experience all that much. I take it very, very seriously. When you are looking at taking somebody's life, that is something that you really got to think about quite a bit. And I talked about this on Friday. So I wasn't really looking forward to the lesson. I got a whole bunch of DMs from people saying that you're going to absolutely love it, right? I didn't love it. I went there on Friday, and Amanda and I sat down with an amazing instructor. And I will plug the instructor. It's the Red Letter Project. And she was so good. So good. Taught us how to handle the gun. But even the first time I picked the thing up, I felt like a heaviness to it. Not like the weight of the gun, but the weight of having a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So even as I picked it up for the first time, I realized, like, you have the power to take somebody's life with this thing, you know? And you can also hear people at the gun range, as I said on Friday, you can hear the sounds of guns going off all the time. And it's a little bit jarring for me. Amanda was much more calm about it because she shot guns her entire life. But for me, and again, the toxic masculinity here is I hear my dad in my head right now saying, stop being a wuss. You know, it's just a gun. It wasn't loaded. It's just a gun. Go to the range and have yourself a good time. But the truth of the matter is I had some feelings about it. I was nervous going up there. I was nervous during the instruction. When we finally got into the range, I get really quiet when I'm nervous and I'm very focused. I got very quiet. I was struggling putting the bullets in the gun, even holding the bullet to put it in the gun. I could see my hands were shaking a little bit, and I'm not doing anything except hitting a piece of paper that's in front of me. But you also had a Sandy Springs police officer right next to me, and I don't know who that was, but you do not want to get in his way. I'll tell you.
He don't miss.
He didn't hit anything from the shoulders down. I'll tell you that. And then there was a guy that was like two bays over that had this thunderous AK something something that was kind of inappropriate to have in the range. And I only know that because my instructor was annoyed. She's like, oh, I hate that. They should be outside. And there's no way that they should be inside. But every time I went to go to shoot my handheld, I could hear that thing thundering, and it was shaking me up a little bit. So I put the thing in my hands, took the instruction, and it took me probably 3/4 of the lesson to finally calm down, and I felt myself starting to get competitive with myself, but also getting competitive with Amanda.
Shocker.
And focusing more, but there was no part of it where I truly thought like, okay, this is the enjoyment that our listeners were telling me that I was going to have in the DMs. There was none of that.
Like an adrenaline rush or an endorphin rush.
None.
I feel like it makes sense though, right? Because I know when my dad first started to train us, it was like, that was big with him. Like, this isn't party time. Like, don't take it like that. I'm teaching you something that's, you know, you should have to be responsible for. So I feel like you should have that feeling of understanding how powerful a weapon is and when it's in your hands. And yeah, like that's, you should feel that way. If you feel like, whoa, and start getting crazy, then something's wrong, you know. But I think you're connecting, like, using the weapon and then going into what if I have to use it for bad, as opposed to just kind of learning the weapon and just learning the mechanisms of having a gun. But you're connecting that to, like, what if I have to use it? And you'll never enjoy it that way.
That's hard to do, though, because that's the only time I'm ever going to take this gun out, is to obviously take lessons and shoot and get better at it. And if somebody breaks into my house. So it's hard not to have that in my head.
I get that.
You know?
All right. So with a quick Google search and from a reputable website, 9 states, you have to have training.
Yeah.
The rest, you don't. And the one we're in, Georgia, you do not.
You have to have training?
You do not.
You do not in Georgia.
You can just buy a gun.
Yeah, I think I knew that because I think I asked my instructor, do people just come in here and without any kind of lessons at all and just walk out of here with a gun? And she said, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really?
That's normal.
And then I started getting DMs from people saying that they bought guns, put them in their house, never ever used it, and then got rid of the gun when they started thinking that, I don't even know how to use this thing. Look, there was just a piece of paper in front of me, and I was shaking the first couple of times. So you asked me on Friday, am I purchasing a gun when I go and I get my lesson? And I said to you, without a doubt, for sure, I did not get a gun on Friday.
Really?
Well, you didn't.
No, I'm not ready for it.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to take two or three more lessons.
Good for
and
you.
When my instructor says, okay, you're not shaking nearly as much now, then I'll go ahead and I'll get a gun. But I did not get it on Friday.
Yeah, you need to, we don't need a chihuahua holding a gun.
Right. I'm more nervous about shooting myself in the knee than anything else right now.
Can I just say, I think it's so refreshing to hear this being talked about responsibly, because I think a lot of people just want responsible gun owners. And so for you to come on here and be like, I want a gun to protect my family. I took lessons and I realized I'm not quite ready to handle a weapon that can take someone's life just yet. I need more training. It's so refreshing to hear. Oh,
thanks. I do feel this toxicity saying like, hey, get the thing, put it in your house. There are so many people that are so enthusiastic about them, especially where we live. I felt like this pressure to enjoy it and to rush myself into a purchase. And when push came to shove, I'm like, this is too serious to have ego behind.
I'm here to tell you right now, this conversation and that decision makes you more of a man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I would agree.
Just the maturity and the emotional intelligence and not letting toxic masculinity, I can't even say it.
me neither today.
Yeah. take over. I sincerely think this makes you more of a man.
I appreciate that. And that is the only time today I'll be called a man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, let me run this by you guys, because I thought this was kind of a silly debate that I heard the other day. But maybe, Abby, give me a little bit of insight here. So there's a podcast called The Relatables, right? And it's two dudes that are sitting around talking about relationships and cutting it up and stuff like that. And one of the dudes said that his girlfriend was out on the town, I guess with a bunch of other girls, while he wasn't there. And she's out doing her thing and partying and everything. And when she comes home that night, she's got a hoodie on from another dude. Okay, she was cold. Her boyfriend wasn't around. So somebody on the street that she barely even knows offers her his hoodie. She takes it, says thank you. I don't know if they exchange phone numbers so he can get it back, but that's what I'm assuming or whatever.
Hoodies ain't cheap.
Hoodies ain't cheap.
That's a fact.
Over $100 right there, which is a good point. It's one of the dudes made that point also. So she walks back in the house and she's got this on. He's like, where'd you get that? And she's like, oh, some dude, I was cold last night and he let me borrow it because, you know, warm me up. And he's like, oh, no. No. So they started to have this debate. Is it cheating? Is it disrespectful? Or is it simply a dude trying to help a girl out that was cold that night?
So if you're sitting here feeling like, well, she was cold, what is she supposed to do? Come home without the hoodie on? Like, that's not disrespectful. Think about if your man came home from a night out on the town with a woman's scrunchie on his wrist that wasn't yours. To me, that's the only somewhat equivalent.
Because he had a cold wrist?
I don't know. Maybe he has like a man bun. Maybe he's got like a woman's scrunchie in his hair. There's not a lot of male-female equivalents when it comes to this kind of stuff.
But he was eating tacos and his hair was getting in his face, so he needed to pull it back.
Okay. So yeah, offered it up here.
Yes, yes.
But this is the closest comparison I can come to. You would feel so icky about it. And I get it's a little bit different because you don't necessarily need a scrunchie. You could argue that if depending on how cold it is, she might need the jacket. But if I was out at a bar and someone gave me their hoodie, I'm giving it back to them before I leave the bar.
Absolutely.
To me, it's very, I mean, it could be completely innocent. I think it's something that you could get over. It's something you could get past. But to me, this is very, very icky.
Really disrespectful.
I would consider it disrespectful unless it is snowing outside out of nowhere and you didn't know the weather was going to be like that.
Yeah, the issue here isn't the loaning of the hoodie wherever you are. Like Abby said, you need to give that hoodie back before you leave because now you have to reach back out to said person
Bingo.
Who you met at the bar, and there's going to be a second interaction because of the hoodie.
It's a really good play on his part.
Totally.
To get in and get the phone number, or maybe they exchange Insta or TikTok or whatever. It's a really good strategy.
I might be alone in this, but I literally wouldn't care. And I have come home wearing other men's hoodies before, but they're all friends. They're all friends who my husband knows, but I guess my theory is like...
Not a friend, though. Say it's a stranger, but a guy you met in a bar.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to touch their hoodie, honestly. I'd be like, ew, get away. But my thing is... If your partner's going to cheat, a hoodie at a bar isn't going to be the thing that makes them cheat. So just let them have another contact. Like, literally, if they leave you and they cheat on you, you are not the one for them. And do you really want to fight for somebody and put all these rules and insecurities in place to keep somebody who doesn't want to respect you in the first place?
One of these dudes said he would kick her out of the house if she came in with somebody else's hoodie. As soon as she explained it, he'd say, get out.
I don't know that I would kick her out, but I'd probably leave myself. I would feel that disrespected. I remember getting in trouble for this, being on the other side of it, because I let my girl at the time, her cousin was cold, and it was at one of my like after parties at a show, and I had on like this sweater jacket thing, and she was like, I'm freezing. And I'm thinking, like, this is my girl's cousin. Like, this can't be a big deal. So I just gave it to her. I didn't think anything of it. She was steaming. She was so upset that I did that, and I didn't understand it. But now that I'm looking at it from the other way around, if it were my cousin, I wouldn't have cared. But a stranger, yeah, and you came home with it, like you could have taken it off before you got home. Uh-huh. It would make me start to think in my head, were you trying to make sure that y'all contacted each other again?
Yep.
Did you not even think about how this would make me feel? That would be enough disrespect for me to have to walk away.
I guess because I hold women to a higher standard when it comes to these kind of things.
You shouldn't.
That I almost think that she should have seen through that ploy.
Yeah.
Like, I almost put, yeah, it just seems like women would see through that, where dudes would be innocent enough to go, oh, well, I didn't even realize it was disrespectful.
Unless, I mean, and there's we're making a lot of assumptions, and there's all different kinds of scenarios. Unless she was just freezing her butt off, and she asked him to borrow his hoodie rather than him offering up to her, making it a play.
Nah, call me. I'll pull up with a hoodie for you. a seat warmer, whatever else you need.
Yeah,
listen,
I'll pull up.
I kind of feel like the dude should return the hoodie to the dude and not the woman returning the hoodie to the dude.
That is ridiculous.
I love it.
Chivalry is giving someone your jacket when they're cold, and then you can be an adult and women and men can just interact. Thank you for your hoodie for keeping me warm. Have a nice day.
I slid my number in there.
You know the boyfriend put his cologne on and everything and gave it right back.
Now she smell like him.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, I got a social etiquette question for you guys. I'm going to readily admit that I did something wrong, okay? Like, out the gate, I did something that I never do. Like, 99% of the time, I make sure to ask this question. I didn't this time. However, I still think there's a social etiquette question here that needs to be asked. And it all has to do with bringing your dog out in public. I have 3 dogs. They're rescue dogs. They're all jacked up in their own special ways. So I don't take them out in public, okay? Bart takes them on walks, and they stay at the house. We don't do, like, dog parks. We don't do public spaces because... We don't.
They're just freaked out, so they would just be sheepish, but...
I think Leroy, my old man, would be fine. And I think Willie would be good, but he's so big. He's 120 pounds, and he's just got these long legs. I think he would freak people out. And Boone, my Bernese Mountain Dog Rescue, was part of a puppy mill situation and was abused, and he's got mad anxiety. So no, I would not take him out in public. But there I was on a patio... it was a beautiful day yesterday, sitting on a patio, having my cappuccino, doing a little work on my computer. And this restaurant that I'm at was, I mean, it's packed. It's like, it's early midday, tons of people there, kids, babies, whatnot. And the 3 women come in with a dog. And there were other dogs on the patio. Like, this is a dog-friendly patio, right? And a dog comes in. And another dog gets a little territorial because it was protecting the baby, which was really, really cute. But this other dog comes in, and it was an older dog. It looked like it had like a little bit of a golden retriever mix in with it, right? And, you know, looked super friendly. So
they come in and they sit right next to me, right? And again, I readily admit what I did was wrong and you should not do this. And I normally don't do it. But I put my hand down for the dog to sniff because I was going to pet the dog. You should always ask the owner, hey, is it okay if I pet your dog?
If you like your fingers.
Yes. And she immediately, she goes, oh, no, don't do that. He bites. And I go, oh, okay. I'm like, my apologies. I am so sorry. And then she goes on to tell me that this dog is a biter.
It's aggressive.
Yes. And I'm like, all right, absolutely. I will respect the dog's space. But then I started thinking, if you know your dog bites people, do you take your dog out into a public crowded place like that? Now, granted, I should never have put my hand down for the dog to sniff in an attempt to pet the dog. I was in the wrong there, and I own that. Mm-hmm. But if you take that out, should you even put your dog in a position where they could potentially bite somebody? Because again, it's not like they were just walking down a sidewalk. Like they're not like in a park or something like that. We are in a very crowded cafe with a lot of people mm-hmm. and kids, and they know that their dog is a biter and has obviously bit people before.
So I've never had a dog that has been aggressive towards people. My English bulldog got attacked by dogs, and after that, he was always aggressive towards dogs. Like, you ain't gonna get me, I'm gonna get you first. Mm-hmm. So I've never been in this position before. However, I have seen people out in public and in restaurants with their dogs that have muzzles on their face. And if that's the case, then that is indicating to me that that is an aggressive dog. So they want their dog to be out in public, but it's also telling me, like, stay away. I think if I had an aggressive dog, that's... I wouldn't even take it out in public like that, to be honest with you.
See, no, I wouldn't.
And I wouldn't either. And I'm just like... Again... I admit I was wrong for putting my hand down, and I should have asked, and I should have clarified and gotten permission to even attempt to pet the dog. But if I, like, I know my dog's, you know, personalities, and this is on us as owners. Like, it's your responsibility to make sure that your dog is can be around others or around people. And then if they can't, they can't. And then you just, you know, you live your life a certain way. But I couldn't help as I was sitting there, and I didn't feel like unsafe or anything like that. I wasn't like being, and I never said anything to them, but it just got me wondering as a pet owner, if you have an aggressive dog that has bit people before, should you take them out in public?
So I've only had family dogs. I've never owned a dog myself, so I don't really know dog etiquette per se, but I do wonder, like, if you do have an aggressive dog and you keep your dog leashed up into yourself and you don't allow your dog to, I guess, necessarily be in a position to attack anyone else, what is that person really doing wrong? Mm.
But this is, I mean, that dog had to, like, they were in the corner of the cafe walking in between tables and in between people to get there. We weren't, like, we were very, very close proximity.
Okay.
I have two theories. The first is that maybe the dog isn't aggressive. Maybe he just kind of nips at people, like, once they start going in for the pet.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I just want to play it safe. The other theory I have is a little bit, I don't know if weird is the right word, but I've always wondered how dog owners feel when they take their dog out in public and they're just trying to let their dog enjoy the nature mm-hmm. and getting to socialize. And you have all these strangers coming up on the dogs and like petting them, and then you're bringing all these strangers' ick into your home. So I almost wonder if she's like a little bit of a germaphobe like me, where she's like, don't touch my dog. I don't want anybody's nastiness coming into my house.
Mm. I mean, that's a theory, but when I spoke to her, it was very apparent that her dog bites people. She was like,
you know that you got a responsibility.
Because she was like, you got very lucky. You got like, and she was like, it was like a whole thing. And I'm like, I profusely apologize.
Here's Candace. Hey, Candace, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hello.
Good morning. Kristen, what if you were a 5-year-old child and didn't ask?
I mean, most days I act like one.
Yeah. Can you attack somebody's maturity level?
Yeah.
Children don't ask.
Yeah, I know.
Children automatically run up, and that is very dangerous. She needs to be more responsible with her dog. I have a tiny 8-pound peek-a-poo that has never bit a person in her life. She was attacked at a dog park, so I don't take her out. but she loves people, and when people come over, she rolls over. But I always have that conscious in my mind that if there were children in my home, she could potentially bite them, because small dogs bite quicker than big dogs do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I thought it was a interesting.
If it's me, I'm not bringing that dog around people. And if I am, it's got a muzzle on it, because it's indicating to everybody, hey, you know what's going on, I know what's going on, and nothing needs to be said whatsoever. Is it just as offensive for your significant other to try to quote unquote fatten you up, pull a little weight on you, as it is to say, hey, you know what, maybe it's time for us to hit the gym a little bit? It's the same thing, because our producer Mikey is going through this right now.
Yeah, you know what? I'm living high on the horse, mister. I'm doing good.
Isn't it high on the hog?
High on the hog, baby.
I think Mikey's just high.
All right, here's the deals that my girlfriend about 6 months ago discovered a passion for cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great news for me. All I've eaten is fast food for 20 years. And now I'm eating right. I'm eating good. But just recently, I've come to realize I have a theory. I think that she didn't discover a passion for cooking. She discovered a passion for trying to shape me into a better man.
Put a little meat on your bones?
Yeah, put a little meat on my bones. So I've always been a weird alien Twiggy looking thing. Like my dad always said that I had SCLS, which is skinny chicken leg syndrome.
You're a little bit like the shape of that airy balloon you see out in front of car dealerships.
I'm a wacky waving inflatable arm tube man.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been eating like nobody's business. I have a list of things that she's been making me.
Okay.
Tell me when to stop. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken shrimp Alfredo. Marry me chicken pasta. That one was a trick. mac and cheese, creamy Parmesan, chicken and rice, Mongolian beef, meatballs, crispy chicken breast with lemon, garlic, orzo, salmon bowl, steak quesadilla, wings, steak, burgers.
Wow.
She's feeding me 2 to 3 times a day. And that's like a full-time job.
Yeah.
It's like you're a baby.
Yeah. Or like a 4-H animal.
Yeah.
That's about to be shown over the weekend.
So every morning it's breakfast burritos, bacon, eggs on a tortilla. Get to lunchtime, she'll make me a grilled cheese, something good. Nighttime, that's the big one. She can't eat anything. So like 2 nights ago, she made us burgers. She made me 2, her 1. She took 2 bites of her burger. And then it was up to me to eat the rest. So I had 3 burgers.
She doesn't like her cooking, or she just gets full quick, or what?
I think she just wants me to have more food.
Okay. So you're taking this personally. Like, she's trying to fat me up here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think she's trying to shape me into something I'm not. Oh, yeah. But also my pants aren't fitting right anymore. This has never happened in my whole life. I walked out of here the other day, and I couldn't button my top button. I spent the whole day with my button undone.
It happens.
So,
have you addressed this with her and said, I'm putting weight on. Are you okay with this? Or do you think this is calculated because she doesn't like all that?
It's all. Yeah. No, we're not talking about it, but mm-hmm. It's all implied. I know what she's up to. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at it, but
you know, you don't have to eat it.
It's amazing. I can't not.
Yeah, I get that part.
That's good.
But it's definitely strategic, sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm starting to believe everything that a woman does is strategic. they are so far in front of us.
I think so.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.